We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you into Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Tuesday. I'm Joe. Gracie is back. Woo-hoo. After an extended weekend. Coming straight from the airport today.
Yeah.
You were one of those thousands of passengers over the past weekend that we were reporting on, getting stranded at airports. You finally made it back just in time for the show.
Yes, I was a little bit nervous, so I had to give Joe a warning, but I made it. Came straight from airport, and honestly, I had a lot of people like on my plane and at the gate with me for 12 hours in Charlotte that had a lot of little kids, so mm-hmm. I was not worried about myself. I was just thank goodness I'm by myself and I don't have a screaming 3-year-old. So
yeah. Well, glad to have you back. And a lot to get to today. Full itinerary for a complete rundown of everything going on in the world. We have an update on the City of Milton situation, the drama unfolding over these last few days regarding the city manager candidate Scott Collins. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But we start with our top three stories today, of course. And number one, coming from South Korea, where a U.S. soldier is now in North Korean custody after crossing the border from South Korea. Here's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
One of our service members who was on a tour, willfully and without authorization, crossed the military demarcation line.
So he says they're working to notify the soldier's family. CBS News reports the troop was being escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons and somehow managed to slip through security and joined a U.N. tour of the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. UN command said the troop crossed into North Korea without any authorization. Witnesses also telling CBS News he was acting in a curious manner during the tour. I cannot, now, whether it's a defection or whatever the case may be, I cannot think of what this person would have been accused of or disciplined for that would be better than, or that would be worse, rather, than going over to North Korea and getting arrested by them.
Yeah.
So this is a really bizarre story, and there's a lot more that's going to come out from this. How does that conversation, how do you even, say, hey, North Korea, can we have our soldier back? I mean, he's an active duty military member who just went over the border, and the North Koreans have him now in custody. What a bizarre story that is.
Yes, I'm really interested for the rest of the information to come out.
Yeah.
And see what happens there. And other top three stories coming out of Portland, Oregon. Well, police in Portland, Oregon are doing an about-face and now say that 4 of the 6 women found dead recently appear to be victims of a serial killer. So authorities previously insisted that there was no link between half a dozen of suspicious deaths. Jesse Lee Calhoun, who has already been held for unrelated charges, has been ID'd as a person of interest in this case.
And temperatures in Phoenix reaching at least 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row today. That breaks the previous record that was set back in 1974. California officials are urging residents to conserve air conditioning usage. Good luck with that. Las Vegas reporting a sharp rise in AC service calls as folks there experience a power surge as well. And meanwhile, air quality alerts are in effect for 14 states as we still have Canadian wildfire smoke covering the East and Midwest, even reaching parts of northeastern Florida. More on that here in just a few moments. Local headlines today. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they're looking into a drive-by shooting that happened at around midnight today. And this is a house that has been no stranger to this sorts of thing. According to the sheriff, they still have no suspects. But a woman was hospitalized after she was shot in the chest sitting on her porch. This happened off Mission Road, off Fairfield Drive. Woman was sitting with her boyfriend when somebody drove by, started shooting. The woman's boyfriend was not hurt. Again, no known suspects. So, Gracie, you were not here yesterday, but you may remember last week we were talking about Scott Collins, the city manager candidate, the only city manager candidate who the city wanted to interview. They did about 45 minutes later, last Tuesday, matter of fact. He is unanimously approved to move forward with contract negotiations. He sends an email Saturday saying that he's withdrawing from consideration and talked about a couple of issues, an undercurrent of ill will, so to speak, that is essentially trying to not make good on the contract negotiation or the initial contract term. So we talked about that yesterday. We're like, what in the world is this? Where everybody was unanimous. They all love this guy. What in the world happened? So there was a special meeting last night, or there was a special meeting, rather, that was scheduled for tonight, mm-hmm. where the city council was going to all sit in the room and they were going to talk what in the world happened. And on the agenda, it specified whether communication from the city attorney, who, by the way, is Representative Alex Andrade, that was where this was centered on. Well, moving forward, they canceled that meeting. This morning, the city releases a statement saying, nope, there's no need for a meeting. We're still in communication with him. Stay tuned. And now he sent an email again today saying, hey, nope, I'm withdrawing. I'm not going to be the city manager for the city of Milton. And he said some nice things, you know, oh, this is nothing directly about the city of Milton. I'm just decided I'm not going to be a city manager at all. Yada, 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 yada. So Scott Collins is now gone from the picture. It's back to square one. We'll see whether the city wants to go with interviewing Ed Spears, whether they ask or interview people that they had discounted previously. That's up in the air. We got a look at some of the emails that were circulating around, and this appears to be, from the emails that we got, centered around conversations that Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow had with Alex Andrade, and centering around the negotiation and Councilman Mike Cusack. And the reason I bring him up is because Cusack was the designated representative to be involved in the negotiations. Farrow is of the opinion in these emails that Alex Andrade, the city attorney, acting as the city attorney, was entering into negotiations without Cusack knowing about it. Alex Andrade is saying, no, that's not the case. He's been included. And as a matter of fact, I haven't even started negotiation. He sent an email asking a few fact-finding questions, according to Andrade, just to help him set up the proposal based on his past experiences. Like, did you have a city car in the past? How were pay raises handled? That sort of thing. So he was on a fact-finding mission to get some information to make a fair proposal. So apparently, Councilwoman Farrow is of the belief that, well, hey, Councilman Cusack's not in this communication. The city attorney is going against our directive that he's supposed to be involved. And who knows what else, you know, what other sorts of conversations or emails are out there. But that's what it seems to be centered around. That's the information and the intel that we've gotten. So still a lot of questions. We'll see what happens. I mean, this is going to come up in future meetings. But a lot of drama this time. The city council in Milton taking it off the plate of the Santa Rosa County Commissioner. So much more to come. And I'm sure Andrew McKay, he's back today as well. He'll have a lot more to say on this coming up in the next few days as mm-hmm. well. Late to traffic and weather, 416. Gracie, what's going on out there?
Well, our roads are actually looking great this Tuesday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. Also, Highway 90 is moving nicely throughout Pace and Milton, as well as Avalon Boulevard, north and southbound lanes running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we are looking pretty good right now, taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. There is nothing right now, so we are looking good. It is still hot, though. We do have a heat advisory in effect with a high of 94 tonight and a low of 78 this evening. Clear skies, it's 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. A few other local stories here of interest. So last week we covered the Escambia County Planning Board. There was the company Exit 3 Investments behind the residential commercial development plan out in Molino. Residents packed it out. Ultimately, the rezoning requests were withdrawn after the planning board denied their sector plan opt-out request. So following that meeting, they still had the opportunity to go to the Escambia County Commission, who could have essentially overruled that and said, hey, we're approving the opt-outs for you to move forward. So that was on the agenda as of today, but now those opt-out requests were withdrawn, so that will not be up for discussion at the commissioner meeting on August 3rd. So we'll see what happens, whether they come back with the scaled-back version or perhaps if they're dropping it altogether. So that one is still very much up in the air right now. We heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves today. A lot of updates on the city of Pensacola. Number one, City Hall is going to need some costly repairs. A structural assessment revealed two main issues, water intrusion and long-term penetration of ionized salt air and moisture, a.k.a. the building has some mold issues.
I'm confident that it's not going to have to be a pick and choose, that there's enough funding that had already been designated with ARPA, and I'll work with finance and with the council to try to fix a delta of about $500,000 that would allow us to do both.
Yeah, so ARPA funds, the city has about $1 million in that account. The structural assessment and refurbishment, which were already planned, is going to cost about $1.3 million. So he says they'll have to look at some funding and make sure that they can cover everything that they want to as far as getting City Hall back up to where it needs to be. Also, if you're traveling around the Pensacola International Airport tomorrow through Friday, don't be alarmed if you see fire department personnel out there and what looks like an aircraft on fire. It's just a drill. They're doing the annual live fire training drill that's required by the FAA. So the city putting it out there that that is going on tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Mostly in the morning, could stretch into the early afternoon, but the city just wanted folks to be aware there. Speaking of the airport, city now looks to be moving forward with hiring a firm that'll complete the architectural and engineering design for the new terminal. EXP US Services Incorporated was the highest out of five firms that the city selection committee scored. So now Mayor Reeves will negotiate and execute a contract with the firm to begin their work, assuming the council approves that on Thursday. It is on their consent agenda, so that should pass along very easily. 4:20 now, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines. A lot happening around Florida today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Behold, the Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Great night for bands on the beach. The weather is absolutely beautiful and definitely hot. But we're going to get a quick look at a full rundown on what's going on in the roads and weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also showing no delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, the traffic line number is 850-2626-111. You can call in with your traffic details. Taking a look at weather, it is hot, and we do have a heat advisory in effect. That's going to be mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 77. News Radio ThreatNet radar has no rain clouds in our area, so we're definitely looking good. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some Florida headlines today, Attorney General Ashley Moody and the FDLE creating a specialized unit to combat cybercrime.
According to a report from the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, more than 40,000 Floridians lost nearly $845 million to cybercrimes in 2022.
And Moody says nearly half of all Americans have had their personal information exposed, and seniors in Florida are particularly vulnerable. Cybercrimes unit was established in May, and they've already taken down several cyber criminals.
Well, speaking of cyber crimes, a recent arrest in Florida can serve as a warning to cell phone users. So Tampa police say that they have found cases where suspects are asking to borrow a stranger's cell phone and then using it to steal money through Cash App. In an incident that happened last month, a victim lost over $2,400. The suspect in that case is connected to at least three other cases, which he allegedly stole up to $50,000.
In Central Florida, the Orange County School District is looking into a possible cell phone ban for students. The proposed policy would prohibit students from using phones during school hours unless it's approved by a teacher, and this would also include during lunchtime and recess as well. Curious to know your thoughts on that. 850-437-1620. Of course, when I was a kid, that's what we did. We didn't have cell phones. We talked to each other, we looked each other in the eye, all that stuff. So what do you make of a cell phone ban that would even include lunches and recesses? I like it. Gracie, you have any thoughts on that?
I like it too, especially for, middle school and elementary school. For high school, I don't know how that's really going to get implemented that well. There are some large high schools in Orange County, so how are you going to find all their cell phones? But I think for like smaller kids, I'm sure they have their phones with them too, and they're using it too. So I think it'll be
good. You could just stop like every, you go into the room and you just have like a cell phone drop off cubby or something. I don't know, but let us know your thoughts again. 850-437-1620.
Also, the Canadian wildfire smoke's kind of not going anywhere. The smoke from the Canadian wildfire is back and has reached as far south as Florida. The National Weather Service in Jacksonville says the smoke is creating a hazy skies across the northeast and part of the Sunshine State. The smoke isn't causing any air quality concerns, but there will be some visibility restrictions.
Almost time for kids to get ready to go back to school, and the back-to-school sales tax holiday starts next Monday. From July 24th until August 6th, back-to-school items and clothing will be tax-exempt. That includes clothing, shoes, school supplies less than $50, learning aids, and personal computers and accessories less than $1,500.
Also, extremely sad story coming out of Fort Myers. A 7-year-old boy died following a golf cart accident near Fort Myers. FHP says that a 3-year-old was driving the golf cart at a home when approaching a curve, and he hit the 7-year-old. The 7-year-old boy later died of his injuries.
Couple texts coming in. As a teacher, I love the ban on cell phones. Another agrees the cell phone ban. We didn't have phones when I went to high school or elementary school. They need to get out there and talk to each other, play, socialize without their face stuck in a flower. That's why I like it for recess and lunches too, because I mean, if you give them the phones at recess and lunches, it's all this, it's just looking down at screens. Let them socialize. Everybody that they be texting on a phone is there at school anyway, so let the kids learn and interact with each other.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Army Private Second Class Travis King is in the custody of the North Korean military after crossing into the country during a civilian tour of the DMZ in South Korea. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin
willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line.
King reportedly was facing disciplinary action by the U.S. but missed his flight back to the country and instead went to the DMZ. Former President Trump says he's been notified he's a target of the Justice Department investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
Special Counsel Smith's office sent Donald Trump this letter, not only warning him that he's a target, but giving him that opportunity to appear before the grand jury this week. Donald Trump posted about the special counsel Jack Smith, quote, deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor with Joe Biden's DOJ, sent a letter stating that I am the target of the January 6th grand jury investigation.
Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lifted by a batch of solid quarterly earnings reports from financial companies, stocks rose again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping nearly 370 points, or 1.1%. The S&P 500 added 32 points. After today's close, Omnicom Group posted mixed quarterly results. The global marketing company's adjusted profit slightly topped expectations, but revenue of $3.61 billion came up short, and Omnicom shares are sliding 5.7% in after-hours trading. U.S. oil prices rallied today. August crude jumped more than 2%, settling at $75.75 a barrel. Your Peacock subscription's about to go up. NBC Universal is raising the price of its streaming service by as much as $2 a month. The increase coming as Peacock continues to lose money and has been spending more on live sports and original content. NBC Universal parent Comcast says it expects Peacock's losses to peak around $3 billion this year, but then steadily improve. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. If this NFL offseason has proved one thing, it's better to be a defensive lineman right now than a running back. With big guys like Javon Hargrave, Daron Payne, and Quinnen Williams pulling in an average of $21 million a year, running backs are barely being offered half that. When it comes to the NFL right now, it's all about having a quarterback or getting to the quarterback. Tough news for running backs. I'm Maggie Gray.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community event's live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You're having a great Tuesday afternoon. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown on our national stories, and Joe will give us the rundown on what's going on in the world of sports. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. You will see your typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest and some spotty traffic on 98, but nothing too bad. If you do see something on the roads, the traffic line's 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR.
Hot and likely dry weather will be continuing for the next several days. The only difference on Wednesday is we might see a little breezy weather, and that would certainly help to cool things down a little bit out there. Heat index values are going to be way up between 105 and 110. That's your feels like temp, and the highs will reach low 90s. So sunny and dry, but over the weekend, we've got a chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Like he said, hot and dry. News Radio 923 ThreatNet radar showing no rain clouds, and a heat advisory is in effect with a low of 77 tonight. It is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by David's Catfish House. That's presented by David's Catfish House, Dogwood Drive in Milton, and New Warrington in Pensacola. I'm Gracie at News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Talking last segment about Orange County School District, one of Florida's largest, looking into a possible cell phone ban for students. And this would not just be during particular times. They would have to have teacher approval, but this policy would essentially ban students from using phones during school hours, including lunchtime and recess. I think that's a fabulous idea. Texas pretty much agreeing. And curious, what age did you get your first cell phone? 850-437-1620. The answer for me is 18. I was 18 years old. Christmas present from my parents as I was, I believe, freshman in college. So I'd graduated, and I'm a late birthday December. So it was my 18th birthday. I got my first cell phone, and my dad thought he was super cutting edge because he got the cell phones for me, my sister, and he gave us, I want to say, like 50 text messages as part of this plan. Now, those cell phone plans, it was like, you know, once your 50 texts are up, it's like 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents. Absolutely no comprehension of how quickly she and I would learn about texting, and just that was became our primary method of communication. Our first cell phone bill as a family was like $700. Now, thankfully, he called him up and said, "Hey, I had no idea. I'm trying to buy cell phones for my kids, and you know, can you help me out?" And they said, "Okay, you need." They wiped away all the fees and everything, all those, and they put us on the unlimited texting plan. Mm-hmm. And then everything was hunky dory after that. But you, Gracie, you know, for as far back as you can recall, would pretty much. Your memory is exclusively, almost exclusively, in a cell phone dominated society. So for me, having my first cell phone at 18, for you, I would imagine you would think there's no way. Like I can't even comprehend that.
Yeah, I think my first like phone, which wasn't a smartphone, was in fourth grade. So I don't know how old you are then, but it was like prepaid. You bought like prepaid minutes. Yeah. But I remember I did bring it to my fourth grade class, and I got in trouble in Miss Brownyard's class, and I got it taken away. My first like iPhone, uh-huh, I think, was sixth grade.
Okay.
So that was.
And I think that's pretty commonplace now. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But texters saying like, what does an elementary student or middle school student need a phone? I would say, well, I don't see any reason why elementary student would need a phone. But I mean, that's just me.
Yeah. Now the rule kind of is when you start doing like after school sports and like mom has to come pick you up, which is usually like fifth or sixth grade. So that's when I think my brother got his phone in sixth
grade. And it
could
be like a phone that, I mean, literally it's just calling. Like you don't have any other capability other than that.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But yeah, 850-437-1620. Texter says, I'm 37. I'm 36. So yeah, first cell phone was 16 and I started driving. So we're right around the same wavelength there. I was 18. You can let us know, 850-437-1620, talking about cell phones and do they belong in schools at all? Well, Orange County School District is looking into that. Quickly, national headlines. President Biden hosting the President of Israel at the White House today.
This is a friendship I believe is just simply unbreakable. Working to bring more stability and integration in the Middle East. We got a lot more to do, but there's progress.
And Biden says that America's commitment to Israel is firm and ironclad. Israeli President Isaac Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress tomorrow, marking 75 years of Israeli independence.
Also, former President Trump says that he received a letter telling him that he is a target in Special Counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that he received a letter Sunday night and was offered a chance to appear before the grand jury, which is set to meet later this week. The target letter suggests that Trump may soon face an indictment with the Justice Department investigation focusing on his efforts to stay in power after losing the 2020 election.
The man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents on social media is asking to be let out of jail. Jack Teixeira's lawyers made the argument yesterday, pointing out that he's charged with the same federal counts as former President Trump, whose release was not opposed by prosecutors. Wonder if he has a point there.
Yeah. Also, today's another long day of investigators combing through the belongings of the suspected Long Island serial killer, Rex Huerman.
Yep.
So detectives say detectives were inside his home yesterday with reports saying that the police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. So he remains behind bars on a suicide watch as well.
Looking at some sports headlines today, Major League Baseball, the Braves back in action. They were off yesterday, taking on the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 6:20. The Rays and Rangers start at 7:05. The Marlins and Cardinals start at 6:45. One TV game tonight, it's on TBS starting at 6:05. The Orioles hosting the Dodgers. Lionel Messi is training for the first time today with Inter Miami.
It doesn't matter who you are and how good you are. You need time to adapt to the surface, to your teammates, and obviously to a different league.
That's David Beckham, team co-owner, says just how much we may see of Messi on Friday in their matchup with Cruz Azul is up to Messi. Kickoff is at 7 our time, and that'll be on Apple TV. NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys are setting up their practice facility in Oxnard, California. They go there every year. Giant tents back up to a neighborhood, and that's not sitting well with those who live along the fence line. Homeowners have hired a lawyer and even filed a complaint with the city, claiming the structures compromise their security, obstruct views, block garden sunlight, and reduce their home values. That last one I don't agree with. The Cowboys claim they receive approval from the city, so we'll have to see what happens with that. 4:45, Gracie has check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 9th Avenue throughout Pensacola not showing any major slowdowns, and Highway 90 in Pace and Milton also looking accident-free and moving smoothly. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111 with your details. Taking a look at weather, we are going to see sunny skies and dry skies throughout the rest of this evening with a low of 77 tonight, mostly clear skies. 93 right now in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Lawmakers are examining the role artificial intelligence will play in warfare. AI experts testified before a House subcommittee today.
If we don't win on AI, we risk ceding global influence, technological leadership, and democracy to strategic adversaries like China.
That's CEO of Scale AI, Alexander Wang, who told Congress members the new era of war will be dominated by AI and that the nation that can rapidly integrate the tech into its military forces will win. He says China is investing much more than the U.S. on AI military applications, calling it China's Apollo program.
Also, back to school is coming up, and that means back to school spending is right around the corner. Back to school spending is expected to reach a staggering $41.5 billion this year. Now, that's according to the National Retail Federation. Dollars spent on back to school shopping are going to break records. Up to $36.9 billion were spent last year. Families with children in elementary school through high school plan to spend on an average of $890 on back to school items, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person.
Homebuilder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but say the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction.
And a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, we were talking about the kind of rivalry on the Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we got an update on that. Taco John's is throwing in the towel on the Taco Tuesday trademark. So the decision comes after a viral Taco Bell filed pension on the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office challenged Taco John to a three-decade hold on the term. The CEO of Taco John says that the company is going to is dropping the fight to defend the trademark to avoid the legal fees.
Yeah, Taco Bell, obviously the much bigger giant entity. So looks like they're going to get their way. Tough news there. The White House is rolling out a cyber trust mark for smart devices. They're creating a label for internet and Bluetooth-enabled devices and appliances that meet federal cybersecurity standards. The goal is to help people understand which devices they can use in their home that are less vulnerable to cyber attacks. The label will start being applied late next year, and a number of major retailers have already signed on to the voluntary program.
Also, it turns out that the batteries that power electric vehicles are not holding up very well in extreme heat. That's according to experts. Extreme heat makes the battery work harder and less efficient. EV drivers will start to notice the lower charging capacities. And the best advice from experts is to do what you can to keep your electric vehicle cool.
Pop culture news. Matt Damon says he agreed with his wife in couples therapy that he would take a break from acting. Unless Christopher Nolan called.
This is without knowing whether or not he was working on anything, because he never tells you. Like Killian, he just calls you out of the blue.
Yeah.
It was a moment in my household, but...
So even modern psychology has a caveat?
For Chris.
For Chris. You heard it here first.
Robert Downey there talking with Matt Damon. So Nolan then calls up Damon, offering him a starring role in Oppenheimer. Damon plays Leslie Groves in Oppenheimer, the director of the Manhattan Project.
I'm glad he said yes.
Yeah.
I'm probably won't see it this weekend. I'm going to wait to see what you think, but I'm definitely excited to see it.
I may not see it this weekend, so I don't know. Maybe we'll go see it together and get our thoughts on it. But yeah, we'll see.
Well, we've been following the jackpot for a while, and it's just getting higher and higher, and it's pretty high right now. Well, the jackpot of $64 million is up for grabs for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. But meanwhile, no one won last night's Powerball. Estimated top prize for tomorrow night's Powerball drawing is $1 billion.
So we buying tickets? Are we going to take another shot at it?
I think we have to. I don't know. I've had some bad luck, so maybe I can turn it around. With the lottery ticket?
Yeah.
It's $1 billion.
By the way, we talked about this story yesterday. So woman, I think it was in Missouri or something, she got, her car was like nearly struck by two lightning bolts. I mean, just right next to him. So it obviously scared her to death. So in order to calm down, she pulled into a gas station and said, hey, what the heck, I'm here. I might as well buy a Powerball ticket. And so she got the $50,000 prize of winning like four of the six numbers or something like that. So all because of she almost died due to lightning. So that's pretty cool there. 4:50. We'll be back in just a moment with some wacky and weird headlines and good news to wrap up hour number one. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WinGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Tuesday, plenty of sunshine this week, much different story than a week ago, so hope you got out and enjoy it. We do have bands on the beach tonight. Gracie, do you know who is performing?
Yes, it's On the Rocks. They are, let's see, they're doing their own musical favorites, Shakes It Up, Twists It, and seems like it should be a fun time.
All right, very good. So that's, when's that start, 6?
Starts at 7, it's 7 and it's okay. Right near the beach ball, right near the pavilion.
There. Very cool. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate the texts that you send in each and every day. Getting some wacky and weird headlines here before traffic and weather. A Florida woman story. Woman facing charges after accidentally hitting a random person in the face with a burrito. It happened in St. Petersburg at a restaurant called Rick's Reef. She was arguing with the guy and threw her burrito at him, but she missed and hit somebody else. Disorderly conduct, the charge that she's facing now.
Yikes. That reminds me, you probably didn't see Pitch Perfect, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's this scene where she gets hit with, Fat Amy gets hit with a burrito, and it's super funny, but yeah, that's awful. I would hate to get hit in the face with a burrito at a restaurant. But coming out of Texas, another weird one. A Texas man is in hot water for allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill his former father-in-law, who happened to be a cop. Well, Dylan Dees didn't realize that the person that he was talking to was a DEA informant. So their conversation, he offered $27,000. He was recorded with a hidden microphone.
Yeah. I feel like that trying to hire a hitman to take out somebody is unsuccessful way more frequently than it's successful.
Yeah.
At least I think that would be the case.
But. Yeah, I agree.
455, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather.
Well, just got a call from the traffic line letting us know what's going on 98 westbound. So, of course, there's always going to be traffic if you're leaving Hurlburt Field heading towards Navarre. But today's a little bit more backed up than usual. We do have an accident that's causing some delays. Looks like the scene of the accident is also off of East Timberlake Drive, right near the Waffle House and Dollar General. Don't have a lot of information on the accident from FHB, but that does look like to be the scene of the accident and is backing up to about Mary Esther. So keep that in mind. And the caller did let us know that even the cars are getting put into park. So it's going to be a long time right there. That's westbound on 98 getting into Windhaven Beach from Hurlburt Field. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10, I-110 throughout Pensacola as well as Garcon Point. If you see something else on the roads or have details, get called to the traffic line 850-262-6111. It's going to be hot and dry basically all this week. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat advisory and a low of 77 for this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
All right. Another weird story. A 47-year-old woman was gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park yesterday. The woman and a companion saw two bison and turned to walk away, but one of them charged and gored the woman. Park officials say she sustained significant injuries to her chest and abdomen, was taken to hospital by helicopter in Idaho.
Yikes. Also, so, just like weirdly, as you were telling the story, I feel like I saw a lot of like kind of influencer people just going on trips to Yellowstone National Park, and I was kind of surprised how close you can get to the animals there.
Yeah, I don't know that you're supposed to.
Yes, but
I think people do anyway.
Yeah, but bad. I would not like that at all. Well, also a wacky and weird one. A rare first generation sealed iPhone was just sold for over $190,000. That's more than three times what a similar 2007 iPhone went for earlier this year. So the one that was sold was the initial 4 gig model, which was discontinued just after 2 months when it was replaced with the 8 gig model. The sealed 8 gig model sold for only $63,000.
Can you imagine an 8 gig iPhone now? No. Like, I mean, that would
like,
be
that's
like
what a picture.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Just within the last 15 years, how far we've come as a society. And it's frankly a little scary as well.
Yeah.
Looking at some, of course, the big movies out this week, Oppenheimer, it's expected to make about $50 million in the debut weekend. Meanwhile, Greta Gerwig's Barbie is projected to make between $95 and $110 million in its debut, and it'll also be the second weekend of the Mission Impossible movie. John said that he saw that, and he says it leaves quite the cliffhanger for the second film in that series there. So a lot of good movie options. Like I said, I was all set to go see Oppenheimer on Saturday. Unfortunately, though, I made the plans not knowing that my niece was going to be in town the same time. Not to say unfortunately, because I love hanging out with my five-year-old niece, but she wants to go to the store and buy a Barbie. So I think to commemorate the opening weekend of Barbie, that's exactly what we'll do.
Yeah, you kind of can't say, oh, I'm going to go to the movies.
Yeah,
see y'all later.
Do that. So it'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. And we'll be back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, July 18th, 2023. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.